33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Well, believe it or not, it's been 5 years, folks, five turf-pounding, penalty-yielding, ball-fumbling years since Texas A&M seceded from the Big 12 and shook hands with the SEC. That's been a bummer for those who used to love the Aggie-Longhorn rivalry, but a new report takes it a big step further. This breakup hasn't just been bad for the Aggies or the Longhorns, it's been bad for college football in Texas. Ben Baby is a staff writer for the Dallas Morning News Sports Day DFW. His new series, Texas Divided, claims that since the Aggies moved to the SEC, college football in Texas and the Big 12 have never been the same. Ben, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me, David.
Give me an example. How has this affected Texas football writ large?
On the grand scale, it has affected Texas football because what it's done is opened the door for the SEC, and this series is really a brainchild of Chuck Carlton, another one of our staff writers who primarily covers the Big 12, and my piece was a small portion in it, but it did deal with how the SEC benefited a ton from having A&M join the conference, and not just in the regular sense of having another school, but in the sense of the addition of hopefully, you know, a couple more TV markets in Dallas and Houston, which are two top 10 markets. Texas is such a fertile recruiting ground, and if you go and look at the numbers, the SEC has done a tremendous job of recruiting in Texas, more so than it had before A&M joined the conference. Texas has been Big 12 territory since it founded in the mid-90s, and now with the SEC wanting to take it over, you know, it's a very big threat to the Big 12. When there's a lot of talk about the Big 12 stability moving forward, this move is one of the things that's hurt it. And the other thing, too, is that all these schools are now, well, your TCUs, your Baylors, your Texases and Techs, you know, they now all have to compete with the SEC and the brand that comes with that when they're out recruiting kids. And that's where it's most directly affected all of these Texas football programs. Because when you go to a kid and before you didn't have to worry about selling against the SEC, but now it's easy for a kid to say, oh, you know, there's more people that watch the SEC here. You can come, like your family can still watch you on TV. You can come play for us, play in a big conference in some of the best venues in the country. And that's a strong selling point for a lot of these schools.
It sounds to me that at least from the perspective of recruits, this not such a bad thing. With A&M's strategic move to the SEC, what you're talking about is now having two really promising places to go if you're a potential recruit. I mean, that is sort of a rising tide lifts all boats, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think there's kind of been a conception that it's been bad for somebody, and it really hasn't. I mean, there's really nothing bad involved, except if you're the Big 12 as a whole.
Ben, this conversation mm-hmm. means something to a lot of college football fans, and at the end of the day, there are just a lot of Texans who aren't, you know, really deep into the politics of the SEC and versus the Big 12. They just want to see another Texas A&M game. What are the prospects for that?
I think it will happen eventually. The way both sides and administrators on both sides talk about it, I think it will happen at some point. It'll take a few years. I think it will get done. You know, whether it's going to be a home and home or whether, you know, they're going to find a neutral site, maybe take it to Energy Stadium or AT&T Stadium. You know, I think they will end up playing, especially when Texas gets good again, because right now there is no benefit for A&M to play them because you either beat a team that struggled throughout the season or you risk an upset at the hands of Texas and lose a lot of ground in recruiting. Maybe you see, you know, state legislature say, hey, we need this game to be played again and y'all are going to do this. And, you know, Florida and Florida State make it happen. Florida is in the SEC. Florida State's in the ACC. They play the last game of the year. Florida's been perfectly fine and Florida State's been perfectly fine the last few years. So I think that they should be playing again. I think, you know, it's in the best interest of the state. It's in the best interest financially for all parties involved. You know, I think it is. It's a no-brainer in my mind. It's just waiting for that to, you know, finally take place is what we're all waiting for.
Ben, as you talk with high school football players, potential recruits across the state, does the Texas A&M rivalry really factor into any of those conversations?
Yeah, I mean, you will see it. I mean, you'll see kids chirp, especially on Twitter, about A&M and Texas, and they'll go back and forth. And I think it's still there, especially in recruiting because of how well they've done with Tom Herman coming in.
Tom Herman now, being the new coach for Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, correct. And now you've seen him pull all the top 10 kids in the state. It's been A&M and Texas going back and forth, you know, and I think you might be getting Ben, when A&M's top recruiter told us, you know, I think it's starting to get back to that point where you're seeing these two schools out-compete for the top 10 teams. And that's really where the rivalry exists in this recruiting space right now. So they're still battling head to head. It's just over a different, you know, it's just over a small portion of what used to be a grand rivalry.
Ben Baby, staff writer for Sports Day DFW, powered by the Dallas Morning News. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.